Our scripture this morning is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The scripture that you just heard is going to be the theme verse for this series. So I'd encourage you to make a note of it and maybe think about this passage from time to time. We'll have some different passages during the series, but it kind of comes back to this as we talk about 2020 vision. The scripture that you just heard talks about our eye being healthy and the difference that that makes. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute and what that means for a 2020 vision. But I want to begin by noting something. You guys know that we have divided brains. Do you realize that? Now, I'm not talking about structurally, but it kind of is. There are different parts. But I'm talking in particular about the fact that we can want more than one thing at the same time, and sometimes those two sides of our brains kind of do battle against each other. That leads us to something that we often experience in our lives and many people experience at this time of year, and that is making resolutions. And it's not just New Year's resolutions. We experience in our lives probably daily this battle within, this divided brain where we want to do something and we find that we don't end up doing it, or we feel like we really should do something, but it never seems to happen. I heard yesterday, I think it was on the radio, just one of those little statistics that of New Year's resolutions, we don't tend to do well with those. According to this one, they said that 25% of those resolutions make it into February. So not very good at all. And once again, I think that demonstrates our divided brain. I want to talk about that today and use a few examples. And this is really the setup sermon for the coming weeks. And I believe on your sheet it shows what the coming weeks are, but I'll mention those a little bit later too. But once again, all of this is a part of having a vision for 2020. Having a vision for our lives in 2020, and also helping to find God's vision for us in 2020. When I talk about the divided brain, some psychologists have divided it this way, talking about a rational brain, that's the brain that makes decisions and tries to choose good things, and then the emotional brain, and that part of the brain is kind of the emotions and what drives us. So if you've ever given up on a resolution or really wanted to do something and had trouble motivating yourself to get it done, then you probably understand something about this. And some of you, maybe like me, you deal with this every morning when you wake up. For some of us, it's hard to get up in the morning. And I think that is an example of that divided brain we may have in our head saying, I got to get up, I got to get up, and got to get up, and keep pressing snooze. And that's the emotional side. Either you may be like that, or you know, if you're staring at the person next to you, you know someone like that. And it is very natural, and it's just the way it is. And it can apply to different situations, but it's easy for that voice to say, you got to get up, and then the other voice is sometimes stronger, and that voice says, but I'm so tired. It feels so good in this bed, and they do battle. And sometimes one wins, and other times the other wins. If you are like that, I've got a product for you. I've got the perfect product. Well, maybe not perfect, but a product for you. That's what products are. You know, they sell things to try to solve problems. There's something called the clocky. Anybody have a clocky at home? Or maybe you have heard of the clocky. Maybe not. The clocky is their subheading for the clocky. It is an alarm clock. They call it the runaway alarm clock. And it is a alarm clock with wheels. See it? Pretty cute, isn't it? So what you set it at night and in the morning, the alarm goes off and the wheels start turning. It goes off your bedside table and begins scurrying around the room. And so you cannot press snooze and you have to get out of bed in order to turn it off. You know, it might go under the bed, it might go into the closet, it might go out into the hall, but it's going to keep beeping. And it's funny, I saw a video about this, you can look it up later, but it kind of sounds like it looks. It kind of, if you've ever seen Star Wars, it's kind of like R2-D2. There's a lot of beeping, a lot going on. So maybe you can imagine yourself crawling around in pajamas or underwear or whatever you sleep in, chasing down this thing, this clocky. I've got to admit, I thought about that, and I thought that would be perfect. I need one of those, and then I thought how easy it would be for me to go across the room, and then I'd take it back to the bedside table and put it down. And so I'm thinking of going into the a business on the side, and I've got an idea for Clocky Plus. And Clocky Plus, this is what would work for me. It would go all the way down to the kitchen and start my coffee pot. And then when I got there to turn it off, the coffee would be there, and I think that would work for me. I talked about the rational side and the emotional side and how they kind of fight against each other. One psychologist, in talking about those two different sides of us, made a comparison that I think is a very good one that I'll share with you. And we may come back to this. I think the idea of this divided mind will be in part, be a part of this whole series. Because once again, it's kind of this division, and 2020 vision is about coming together. And I think the 2020 vision comes in part as we recognize God's plan, God's vision for our life. That kind of draws the two sides together. But the psychologist that I mentioned compared this divided mind to an elephant and a rider, R-I-D-E-R. When I say rider, I'm talking about a person riding an elephant. And so the emotional side is the elephant, and the rider is the rational side that is trying to steer. And it appears, if you saw a picture of an elephant with a rider on top, it would appear that the rider is the leader, because he's sitting there and has the reins. He's on top. And that's kind of the way it is with our rational mind. And it can appear as if the rider is the leader, but then we think about how much bigger the elephant is than the rider. And we begin to realize that a lot of times the elephant's going to go wherever the elephant wants to go. And I think that is why we have trouble with any kind of decisions at times in which we have a divided mind, is sometimes the elephant is more powerful. Sometimes, I think you've experienced, you maybe made a resolution, you're going to make a change, turn over a new leaf, either at the beginning of the year or at another time, or something you really want to do or accomplish, but you're having trouble motivating yourself. sometimes the rider can direct for a while and can get worn down. And the rider sticks with it for a while, but that other side is fighting. The elephant is fighting, and eventually that little rider just gets tired, and arms get tired and weakens and kind of falls out. That's something that happens with us in our resolutions. That's why we try to think of clockies and things like that, things that will help. Maybe you can think of resolutions that you made and you've tried to make it a little easier by doing this. Sometimes people, if they're trying to exercise, if they have a friend they can exercise with that will call them in the morning or will show up there and they're waiting for you, sometimes that provides some extra motivation. So sometimes giving the rider a little bit of edge helps. Sometimes you have to essentially kind of outsmart your elephant, so to speak. And there are certain things that if you do, like if you stay up really late at night, then you're definitely not going to get out of bed well in the morning. So you try to set yourself up to accomplish things. Outsmarting the elephant, a way of saying that would be some of you would not do, that's why you could never work in a chocolate factory, right? Because that constant pull, you know, would be, for some people, would be hard to overcome. I couldn't do an ice cream factory, you know, that kind of thing. So you've got to outsmart the elephant. If you are a rider and there's somewhere that you have to get to and it's really important, be sure not to choose the path that goes by the peanut field. Because if you do that, you will not make it to your destination. So you have to think about where you want to end up and think about what will help you to get there and what will help to minimize distractions. Once again, that's kind of this focus of this sermon series is kind of focus, eliminating the distractions and using God's vision for us to help bring these two sides together. Because if we allow ourselves to continually be scattered and distracted, we get worn down. And then we give in to that emotional side, the side that is leading us away from the path that we want to focus in on. So a vision for 2020. Now tying back in with our scripture and our theme verse for this series, Jesus says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light." So Jesus here is talking about the idea that the eyes are how we see, the eyes are how we receive the light. So if our eyes are healthy, we'll be able to see clearly. If we look at the right kind of things, if we're striving for the right kind of things, God's vision for us in our lives, then ourself, our body will be full of light. But, Jesus says, if our eyes are unhealthy and the light of God can't come in, then our whole body and our whole lives will be filled with darkness. Jesus said this scripture in the portion of scripture in Matthew that we call the Sermon on the Mount. And just before this section of scripture about the healthy eye versus the unhealthy eye, Jesus talks about money and wealth, and he tells the disciples not to chase treasure in their lives, but instead to seek God. So essentially saying that that relationship with God is the treasure that you should be seeking. And so he's essentially saying that if you seek God in your life, and if you make as part of your life the most important part of your life, God's vision and God's direction, if you seek that, then your body will be full of light. But if you seek other things that have nothing to do with God, and that's what you focus on, that you'll experience darkness in your lives. So once again, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. If your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. Now I'm going to mention one other translation, and it's, in my opinion, a little bit better translation. Most of the time for me, I use what we call the NRSV or the NIV, but in the King James Version, I think they got it better. The King James is an older version. And when it talks about the eye being unhealthy and the whole body being full of darkness, the King James says, if your eye is not single, which is a kind of a strange phrase. But what it's talking about is if it's too divided, if it's unfocused. So if your eye is not focused, then your body will be full of darkness. You might imagine thinking about a light. Let's think about headlights for a minute. If your headlights just were scattered and shot everywhere, you wouldn't be able to see anything. They're directed. And because they're directed, you can see what's in front of you. That's what 2020 vision is about. That's what I hope to accomplish for us and to experience together as we start off our new year. In the weeks ahead, we'll talk about a focused self, focused relationships, focused families, and a focused church. So thinking about all these different aspects of our life and having that guiding principle of God's vision and focusing in on God in our lives so that we're not chasing all these other things and having scattered vision. We just got through celebrating Christmas. We got through celebrating the birth of Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. And the task of the new year is receiving that gift. And sometimes we get gifts and we stick it in the closet and don't utilize the gifts. This is a gift that we want to use and to carry on every day of our lives to provide 2020 vision and focus as we go through. Also today, we get to share Holy Communion together. We remember what Jesus did. He came into the world, he grew up, and he gave himself up for us that we might have new life. So in a few moments, we'll gather together to receive that gift once again. Let us pray. God, we confess that we struggle. There are things, good things we want to do. Maybe we want to be routine in our worship or in praying or reading scripture or many other things. Maybe there are personal goals that we have to be healthy in body or mind, but we have these divided minds and we struggle with those goals. God, I pray that you would help us in this new year to start our goals and our vision with your goals and your vision for us. And that above all, we might grow closer to you, and through having your vision and having that as our focus, that we'd be able to live as good a life as we can and one that is pleasing to you as we live our lives in church and in family and at work and all the places we go. God, we thank you for the gift that you have given and are giving. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.